But I don't understand. How did the elephant get its trunk? Oh, that's complicated.
And the leopard its spots.
And the rhino, where did its thick skin come from?
Just like your dad, too many questions.
But do you know the answers?
Ha!
She does know why a baobab tree was planted upside down.
Do you?
Who stuffed it in the ground the wrong way round?
Well, do you?
Children, of course I know why home sweet home is shaped like so. I'll tell you the name of the animal to blame.
Baobab.
The baobab bungled.
Baobab.
Made an awful blunder.
Baobab.
But can you guess, I wonder, just who was the baobab bungler?
Was he a monkey, some kind of hog?
No.
A wacky old ostrich?
Or a loopy frog?
No.
Was it a zebra?
A nutty giraffe?
No.
Or maybe a screwy old rhino who wanted a laugh?
Now, my dear leverets, no rhino I know planted that tree.
Morning, Coney, I'm sorry.
Just who was the baobab bungler? Must have been a creature whose mind was mad.
Whose brain lacked cells.
Whose eyes were bad.
Was he drunk?
Idiotic.
Totally psychotic.
Just who was the baobab bungler?
Long ago, Mother Nature gifted a beast a tree. Said, go plant them, made the world a lovely shady place to be.
But the baobab bungler couldn't care less. The tree she gave him didn't impress. He tossed it away without care, and it landed roots in the air.
Children, hide for your lives. It was someone much meaner, with eyes sharp as knives, and senses much keener.
What a nasty demeanor.
Can you guess who it was?
Hyena?
Hyena!
Baobab! Hyena was the bungler.
Baobab,
who made this lovely
thunder?
Baobab,
at last we understand. Hyena was the baobab bungler. Baobab.
Mandisa, I despair. How could they have elected that lion? They will live to regret it. It reminds me of, when was it now? Yes, back when that tortoise was still young and the...
Coney, please don't mention the T word. You know how it upsets my husband.
Sorry, Mandisa.
Mandisa.
Children, stop it.
Don't worry. Compared to mine, their lives will be short. But why didn't Rolly get into the mix? He's quick and he's clever. He knows all the tricks. Nobody these days of any caliber seems to want to get themselves into politics.
I wish I knew my husband's mind, Coney.
Elected Tao, haven't they?
Yes.
I knew it, and let me guess, you have a question.
Yes.
You want to know why I, Rolly the Hare, didn't submit himself to the scrutiny of the masses?
Well, yes.
Dear Auditor and Angulate, let me explain. Hares are the smartest creatures on the plain. But we are outlaws, wild and free, looking out for ourselves. That's how we want to be. And where would you be without me?
Nowhere!
Remember this good rule of paw. We're different from all other folk. We hares, we live outside the law. Beyond its bounds, beyond its yoke. My brood are just like me. They don't respect authority. They never go on bended knee to anyone. That's why they're free. They do exactly as they please. To hell with your democracy. Who rules the plains? They just don't care. 'Cause they're running with Mr. Hare.
Yes, we're running with Mr. Hare.
Yes, we're running.
Running
with Mr. Hare. We're desperados, drifters who survive by cunning, speed, and wit.
Our critics call us grifters who consider others
not one bit.
It's true, dear offspring, true, but it won't change our point of view.
We shun the majority,
'cause role is our security.
Being the minority suits us to a T.
Rules are for fools, is what we say.
Hares have to break rules
every day.
Who rules the plains? We just don't care.
'Cause you're running with Mr. Hare.
Yes, we're running with Mr. Hare.
'Cause we're running.
Running
with Mr. Hare.
Oh, Rolly, you go too fast for me.
That's because I have a brilliant mind. Coney, one filled with alpha particles. Whereas you're a second-rate beta kind of creature. Your old brain is struggling to cope. You're slipping down the extinction slope.
I may be slow and ancient, but you're living in a bubble, Rolly. And in the end, you can't run away from trouble, Rolly. It catches up with you, you know. Just like those creatures who go slowly plodding around with shells on their backs. Rolly, relax.
Please don't remind me, I'm still in therapy. My family never really made a full recovery.
Rolly, what you need is some perspective. 'Cause what we need is you. What do you see when you're looking at me? A lame old hulk who cannot see, whose walk is unsteady, whose eyes are dim with aches and pains in every limb. 'Cause time has been cruel, made me look a fool. To look at me, you wouldn't guess that these old legs once had finesse. They didn't. Now my senses are failing, my memory too. So sometimes I'll wear a vacant stare and just won't have a clue. My time remaining may not be too long, but I still remember my right from wrong. I've learned that cleverness is only a start, and a head's no good without a heart. My eyes may be cloudy, but what they've seen, towering forests, flakes that gleam, So many faces now only in my dreams. These eyes of old age don't make me a sage, but Mr. Hare, although you're very smart, your head's no good without your heart. Our head's no good without a... I know I'm right, my old beta bones tell me we all must play our part. For a head's no good without a heart.
Oh, Rolly, maybe Coney's right. Maybe you should do something. You certainly should apologize me.
Apologize? Never. Politicians play a fool's game. They try to please us all in vain. They talk the talk, it's an art. But what does it really achieve? And anyway, I do have a heart, though I don't always wear it on my sleeve. What matters to me is us.
And where would we be without us? The sun is rising up above. Its heat is burning up the land. Its golden rays light up our days, but turn the savanna into sand. But though the ancient trees die, the birds no longer soar, and the water holes all run dry, and the lions no longer roar.
We have each other, you and I know together we'll get by.
What will survive is love.
What will survive?
When things turn bad and life gets rough, and all your best laid plans backfire, you're so worn out at facing drought that nothing around you can inspire. Forget that monkey on your back that drives you round the bend. Forget that you've gone off track. Things will come good in the end.
We have each other, you. Each other, you and I know together we'll get by.
What will survive?
The best of us both.
What will survive?